Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It is time for you to sit back, relax, grab your favorite beverage, and just enjoy the beautiful divine messages we are going to get for today. And normally right now, I would push the little button to activate DC so you could hear her beautiful, amazing, magical voice. But I'm running a little late, so I can't push the button yet. So give me just a second, and I will be where I need to be. It's one of those mornings where the alarm went off. I thought, oh, 5 more minutes. And the alarm went off, and I thought, oh, 5 more minutes. And I'm sure you've all had days like that. And so now I'm 5 minutes behind. So we got to wait for my computer to play the screen, and then I will push the button, and you will get to learn about the magic DC love. Okay, DC.
Good morning, Barbara. It's just a little crazy here. I'm getting Jackson some animal crackers. Oh, goodness. Well, I wish I had one of those mornings where I could say, oh, just 5 more minutes. It's been a little crazy. Crazy's good. You know, I'm not complaining. Well, everyone, I'm so blessed to be here. This is the magical DC love. At times, people call me DC Love, the real DC Love. Whatever you choose is fine with me. I'm just so amazed that I'm on the journey that I'm on. I still can't believe it. I started by watching the Long Island Medium with my beautiful niece, Kelly. I believe we saw a marathon, and we watched it for over 4 hours. And I put that intention out to the universe. I said to Kelly, I said, oh, my gosh, I would love to do something like this, Cal. And lo and behold, before I knew it, I had cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone started to text me, and spirit began to sit on me to get my attention. So, of course, I had no other choice but to listen. And this did propel me forward onto the path that I find myself on today. And it is, again, it is the most beautiful path. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, as well as being an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly I was a law enforcement officer. But some of the education that I received was done, and it wasn't in a conventional manner. I've traveled to heaven. That's right. I've traveled to heaven. Sometimes I was there visiting loved ones. But other times, I was there attending schools of higher learning. And this really helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary and discovered higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the life that I had. And like I said, it changed me forever as well. And I discovered, wow, I really do have this strong connection with the spirit world. And since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect, trading in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan truly is one of my divine guides, but it did take me quite a while to realize it, especially after the way that we connected. She was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we have been, you know, together ever since. But the amazing thing about our connection is she left the door open, and those on the other side continually walk through that door. My chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. Also, it gives me the ability to relate and to work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. And my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, an Akashic Records technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help men and women of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the information that I get from divine guidance to help others gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. I get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, 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 many years of questioning and looking for truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. And so now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. And this makes the session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the complete freedom to just be. And you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook page. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There is lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to hear messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, I had a very interesting night last night. I was woken up at 1:30 in the morning, and it was by Joan Rivers, but the message that I received at that time was not for us. It was for a young woman that was getting married in June, and Joan had some love and marriage advice.
Oh,
so
okay.
I hope this beautiful woman takes everything with a grain of salt. But then, after a couple more hours, I also had another wake-up call. I felt like I could almost say to myself, please just 5 more minutes. But it didn't happen. So the other wake-up call that I had was from Aristotle. Okay? And he, you know.
So funny.
And he had a message for everyone. He said, good morning. Good morning, DC. Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to stop in with a short message for today. And here's how the message goes. Shh. Sit down, honey. Go sit and watch the show. My everyday life here. Oh, my goodness. People must realize that happiness depends upon themselves. It is an inside job. It originates from within. No one else can give you that. Some people spend their lives searching for happiness. The energy of the mind is the essence of life. And if you want to start off, how about we discuss the area of employment? When you find pleasure in a job, it does put perfection into the work. And everyone has tools that they need for success. And, okay, Jackson. There you go, buddy. He wants the rest of the animal crackers. Sorry about that, Barbara. Okay, so everyone has, you know, the tools that are needed for success. Your eyes will help you to look beyond what you see, and your hands can be beautiful tools in helping others. Your mouth is there for encouragement and speaking your truth, and your ears can help you to listen and understand situations and what others are experiencing. These beautiful gifts that you have been given are not meant to be overlooked. Use them daily to help yourself and mankind. Use your entire God-given toolbox, and also do not be afraid to be a friend to someone in need. Love one another and always wish them the best. True friendship is not found every day. It is a rare gem that should be cherished. This does not happen overnight. And marriage also involves true friendships. The relationships that humans share is one of the most natural and most permanent of all relationships. It is a natural instinct to form a relationship between two people. Humans have a way of complicating things. People are always talking about the good life. Again, I must refer back to happiness. I believe that happiness is the activity of the soul, and everything we do does have a purpose. All living things have souls, and fulfilling your soul's purpose can bring true happiness. I may have been classified as a philosopher of the Middle Ages, but my wisdom is timeless. One should always strive to maintain a positive attitude and consciously look for happiness daily. Circumstances change, but the mindset is something that can be acquired through various spiritual activities like meditation that will always help you to find that good state of mind and be in a place of happiness. And happiness is your responsibility. It can involve some work, you know, for some. Surround yourself with happy individuals, because this is definitely a plus. And your mindset is a great place to begin living the good life. Visualize it. And never become too impatient with yourself or life. Your life can turn around in a split second. Each day is a new beginning, and you can have joy and peace even in the most stressful times. Live each day as if it were your last, and after all, no one remains forever. And instead of existing, why not try to live each day fully? Have no regrets, and don't worry about what might not be. Try to focus on the present moment, because if you're worried about the past or you're looking too far in the future, you're not living life to the fullest. Well, I guess that's it for now. I hope that you will invite me back again. This is Aristotle. So that was the first message that I got. And then I was guided to read a channeled message from Jesus. Love is the bridge between you and everything. The more you nurture a feeling of loving kindness, the happier you will be. Each of us comes into this life with a special purpose and unique gifts. Realize this and awaken to your spiritual love. When you are not in a state of love, you are in a state of fear. I have found that if you love until it hurts, there can be no more hurt, only more love. And when there is love in your heart, everything outside of you becomes lovable. You owe yourself the love that is so freely given to others, and the world needs more people who love themselves. Let your love send out so much positive energy that it shifts the vibration of where you are right now. Our days are happier when we give a little piece of our heart instead of giving others a piece of our mind. And real love means that you expect nothing in return. Let love be the only motivation of your heart, and let the love that exists within you hold all the pain and transmute it back into perfect love. I choose to remain in a state of unconditional love, a state where love can never be hurt or never destroyed. Love is always the way. There may be many ways to connect with God, and I choose love. Let love be the divine force of your life. Choose to create, share, and attract unconditional love, and allow unconditional love to hold you in its fearless embrace. Unconditional love is love without strings. Let this love be who you are. It is a natural state of being. Love is the energy that holds everything together. Love is encoded into the fabric of the universe. Your very spirit is a creative force of love. It is a gift that revives our human spirit. Live with an open heart, and what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Let us love one another as God loves us. God intends that the love of him and the love of man be inseparable. Be transformed and renewed by the love of God. And let today be the day that you love yourself, forgive yourself, and free yourself from worry. Decide to love and accept yourself for who you are. Love yourself more. Write yourself the love letter that you've always wanted to receive. Self-love is so empowering. And remember, all things are possible when love is present. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Oh, wonderful messages. So much love.
Yes, right? Love and happiness. My goodness.
Yes, it doesn't get any better than that. Wow. Okay.
And Jack, he's even saying, oh my goodness, he's even impressed. Well, get down, get down. Can't climb on top of tables.
Such a wonderful boy.
Yes.
Okay. So let's see. Let's see what Jesus wants to say to us now. I have to come back down to earth. Okay. Here we go. My beloved. Yes. Love. Love is the answer. Love is all that there is. Love is the energy of everything. And we do mean everything. So often people want to separate and decide, okay, this is love, but this is obviously not love. And we want you to know that love is everything. Because everything serves a purpose, everything. Even the things that you think are totally horrible, that are horribly horrendous, that cause people to lose their lives and devastate the planet. Everything serves a purpose. And it is when you accept that everything has a purpose. Everything is contributing to the betterment of the entire universe. When you can stop deciding what's good and what's bad and just accept the love. That is when your life has the freedom to become so much more. Because you are removing the limitations and conditions that you have placed on yourself and on what you are willing to experience. Now, we are not telling you that if you decide that everything is perfect, then you're going to be stuck in hurricanes and tsunamis and all sorts of horrible things because you are accepting of them. No. We are simply saying that you will begin to see the opportunities, the good, the beauty in everything, which will allow you to make better choices about yourself and your life. And that's why we say love is always the answer, because it opens you up, because it shows you the potential that is there, no matter what it is that is happening. This is about you truly embracing all that you are. So let go. Let go of those old beliefs about good and bad and right and wrong and all of that judgmental stuff that you were taught. Let it go. Just let it go. And give yourself permission to start seeing what's actually there. What's actually good? What's actually worth experiencing? This truly is an opportunity for you to become so much more. And we invite you to embrace these opportunities and to move forward with your own lives, because you are loved and you are loved. And love really is the answer. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Beautiful, Barbara. Thank you.
My pleasure. And so now we come to the part of the show where people can ask questions or get messages. So if you have something that you want to ask or you would like a message, be sure and press the number 1 when you dial in, because that could set
Barbara,
love.
Barbara, I have to ask, a question. Ginger's mom, have Barbara just, you know, ask Jesus right now, what do you do with people that ask you for guidance about the same thing daily? She's saying, you guys aren't Pez dispensers, you know.
Okay, so this is what he says. If they ask, answer. But know that you may have to say the exact same words several times before they actually hear them. Just the fact that they are asking is showing that they are opening up to actually listening. But for some people, they are not actually listening yet. And so you may need to say it several times. And then when they ask, you may start asking them to give you the answer, to see if they are hearing it, to see if they are recognizing it, to give them the aha moment of knowing that they have the solution. Everything is an opportunity. Everything, even the people that you find incredibly annoying, are opportunities. Do what comes from your heart. Listen to your intuition. It will always guide you to what is right. And no, you are not Tez dispensers, and no one is going to take your head and rock it back and pull out candy. But they are going to gain knowledge from you, to gain wisdom. And each gains at their own pace. And if you feel that someone is asking you and asking you and asking you, and you are getting frustrated and tired with it, then look within yourself and see what's there. Because it may be something that is there to trigger you to make changes to your life. It's not about them. It's about you. So always look within to see what you can gain from any and every situation, especially the ones that you find annoying. They have the biggest lessons to teach you. So yes, be open. Let them ask and let you both make changes to who you are being as a result of the situation. Does that help?
Ginger is saying, thank you, Barbara. That was beautiful. She's saying that she and I, we understand that completely, but the person that, you know, is asking for help just does not, you know, does not respond, you know, to the beautiful that they're given and everything. So we have been patient for probably about 6 or 8 months trying to help them. But we're going to continue to just be patient, and hopefully at some point they will get the guidance that they are needing and use it.
Yeah, and you may want to start asking them questions, you know.
Yeah.
Just to see how they respond.
Okay.
All right, so you ready to go to callers now?
I am. I am ready.
All righty. And our first caller is my favorite number, which means it's probably my wonderful favorite person, too. Although I have so many favorite persons, but that's okay.
Yeah.
The number is 111-111-1111. Hello.
How blessed you are to have so many favorites to choose from, the delicacies of life that are on your table to select from. How blessed you are, and I am to be a part of that.
Oh, thank you, Queen.
Hi,
you
Queen.
Are amazing.
You know, I want to say this to you. It's appropriate for your question that you just asked, that the other day you gave me a message about balance, and then the Anointed One gave me a message about using my sword. So I went outside, I raised my sword to the elements, to the heavens, and beyond, and I moved with my sword. I walked around my gardens with my sword on my head. Never have I walked so far with it. So I just want to say to you, I took your words, and I took her words, and I applied them. So, some move faster than others, is what I'm going to say. And I,
well, you know,
you are.
When you say that, though, when you say some move faster than others, Ginger's saying she's got that right, Mom. She's moving beyond illusion. She's moving beyond fear. Wow, Queen, go. She's saying you really are doing an amazing job.
Well, thank you, Ginger. And I'm glad that I had that. I felt to say that before you asked the question. But, you know, until you asked the question, I knew. I said, you're supposed to tell her. She's supposed to know that. And be reminded of you know, the way it is.
Oh, so. I know. It's just like sometimes you get that one person that is there probably to make you grow, like to help you grow, and it's just, at the time, it just is like so crazy, you know?
You know what just came to me, too, is in you saying that. I get what you're saying real deep. You all have a lot of patience, and you have a lot of patience. It made me think of flowers and growing in the gardens of life. And some flowers, and I've never looked at it this way before, but some flowers come, you know, like are perennials. And some perennials don't always flower every year, even though they're supposed to, and because their growth has been stunted or whatever the situation is. And some flowers only flower like every 5 years, every 7 years, but when they, or even 20 years, I'm just saying, but when they bloom, and so this is for that, for your thoughts of that person, when they bloom, they have such an exquisite fragrance that it almost outshines all the other flowers that have been blooming on a continual basis. So that's what I felt to say to you about that.
Beautiful. Thank you so, so much. My goodness.
You're welcome.
And what I was seeing for you was this beautiful butterfly queen. So you're going through this major, you know, period of change. It's a metamorphosis, and it's absolutely beautiful. But as this is happening, you've got to really be a little bit more gentle with yourself and really acknowledge all of your sensitivities.
Okay.
So you've got to make sure that you're not around, like, harsh energy or harsh people, okay? And I'm getting to, you know, really make sure that you're setting boundaries as well, okay? Because I'm getting there's some kind of a healing going on with you right now. And, you know, there's beautiful love and light around you. And I'm seeing Ginger is handing you a beautiful pink crystal. And she's putting it in your hand, Queen. And she's saying this is to help you to heal, you know, all relationships in your life through the power of love. Okay?
Yes.
So I'm not sure if there's people that you're still not, like, you know, really sort of not knowing where they're coming from. And you are a very intuitive being, and Ginger is saying just keep listening to what you are feeling, Queen. Okay?
Okay.
So I don't know if there's, you know, in that respect, but this is your time where, even though you're going through this metamorphosis, this is the time to start, you know, really using all that you've gathered so far. You're like a well of knowledge. And it's really time to, you know, to start using all that beautiful knowledge. Okay? And what I'm getting is Ginger saying, you know, she's also handing you a beautiful stone, and I believe it's called celestite. Have you ever heard of that one?
Okay. No.
Okay, celestite is a beautiful stone, and it's usually a translucent blue stone in color, and it's multifaceted. Okay, it's an amazing crystal. Okay, and one of the oranges, oranges would be Egypt, which you have a beautiful connection, correct? So
correct.
This beautiful stone, Yes, it really helps you to have communication with higher beings, to help with your intuition, and also to really, you know, communicate with the divine. And it just promotes, you know, inner peace. It helps with creativity. It uplifts your spirit. And, you know, it resonates with your third eye chakra. So, if you're interested in, you know, possibly getting a new stone, I think that would be, like, a good one to think about. And it's spelled C-E-L-E-S-T-I-T-E, celestite.
You know, as you were spelling it, I opened it to the page of my book, Love is in the Earth. Of course, that's the name of the book I reach for, Love is in the Earth. Speaking of love,
yes.
I got it. And
that's a,
I'm going to vibe.
Yeah,
vibrational
stone.
It.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you.
It's beautiful. I mean, they do come in, like, different colors. They come in, like, a blue, a white, or yellow, but blue usually is the one that you find most of, you know. But it's like so vibrational. I could just feel it, like if you have it in your hand, like the power that you're going to feel, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah. So it's really, really beautiful. Okay, I just want to see if there's anything else that I have gotten for you. It quieted down a little bit now that Jackson is playing. So it's a little crazy. I had to grab the screwdriver. He knocked over the chair. The chair was getting loose, and I didn't want it to break while he was sitting on it, so I had to run for a screwdriver. Okay, so I said there's like some kind of a healing going on with you, and I'm not sure what it is, but all I know is that you are ready to heal whatever it is, Queen, and you are worthy of the miracles that are for you, the miracles that want to come your way, and of course, who comes in now, who is stepping forward, but the patroness of miraculous healing? She is with you, Queen, to help you realize that you are worthy, you know, of all these miracles, and these are miracles for you.
I accept willingly. Thank you.
Okay. So
I'm ready.
She's also, you know, she's saying you are ready for healing, but... and you're worthy of what is it that you need, like, healing-wise? Because she's asking, you know, what is it that Queen needs healing-wise? And that is coming in the form of a question so that you can discover what it is, you know? And I'm getting, the first thing that I'm getting, Ginger saying, Mom, just tell her, you know, I think it's her emotions. You have to honor your feelings a little bit more. So Ginger just, she wants to help you along, Queen. Does that resonate with you?
It resonates.
Okay. Because that's what I got immediately was like feelings and emotions and really feeling supported, you know, as you do honor that beautiful person that you are. So with that being said, Ginger's saying, Mom, she does need a little bit of healing. Not a lot, but a little. We're going to turn you over to Barbara for that emotional healing, okay?
all right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Heal her. H-E-A-L her. Heal her. Thank you so much. She is healed. Anointed one, greetings.
Hello. Well, the first thing I'm getting for you has nothing to do I shouldn't say it has nothing to do because I don't really know if it has nothing to do. All right, the first thing I'm getting for you, when you were talking about flowers and perennials, I was seeing visions of cattails. You know what a cattail is? They grow in the marshy areas. Okay. And I don't know why I was seeing that because that's not really a pretty flower or anything. It's that seed thing. But that's what I kept hearing.
May have something to do with cats, though. The actual cats, and I like them. I have gathered them in the past. It's been a long time, but I have gathered them.
I like them too, and they do, you know, you can use them to decorate in flowers and bouquets or whatever, or dry them, but I'm not sure exactly why I was seeing that and what that has to do with you, but they told me to tell you, so I told you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, let's see.
Let's see. What does Queen need to heal? Okay, I'm actually seeing a vision of the heel of your foot.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that. I love it. Was that a transference or what? Oh, please come forward. I knew. Oh, okay.
Well, is there something going on with the heels of your feet?
No, but I wanted to tell you about someone that I had met, not to my knowledge anyway, so I'm going to say no. I met a woman. I had met her the year before at the festival, and she was doing massages, and I had gone to have one a couple of times, but she always had a line, and I had to go back to my booth to sell. So this year her place was nearer to me, like real near to me. And ultimately, toward the end of the show, she said, "I'll wait for you to the end, and I'll be here." She said, "You can come." Only this time she was doing something different. And she might have been doing it with the other time. I didn't realize that. But anyway, I went into her space. And I thought she was giving blessings, and she was. I went into her space, and I went in with my shoes on. As soon as I was in there with my shoes, I knew I was supposed to have taken them off. But anyway, she let me be for a moment. She blessed me with letting me be for a moment. Then she asked me to take my shoes off. And she hugged me, but I couldn't fully hug her because I had just had henna put on, and it was still wet. I didn't want to get it on her, and I didn't want to mess up my henna. Then she sat me down in front of her altar. The altar was just like vibrating. It was of the African vibration, of the ancient ways. But then she touched my feet. And when she touched my feet, and it reminded me of you, Anointed One, this is what I have seen you doing. When she touched my feet, I felt something. And I gave her a message. She gave me a message. But after that, and she talked about children. The message was about children coming, that I was to have children come to me, and they were to, or young people, and they were to come and basically sit at my feet and hold my feet and give me the respect and honor that I deserve. But after that, while I was walking, I could feel her vibration in my feet. It was like, whoa. I said, this person, and when I gave her message, I knew she was powerful, only I didn't even feel it, the power, until after the magnitude of the power. It still resonated with me. So that's what I wanted to share with you about my feet anyway. So, no, my feet are good. but I was supposed to tell you of that experience. But that's what I see you doing when you come out to the people, putting your hands on them in that way. And, Wow.
I'm actually seeing an image now of you sitting, and there's a goddess who has your feet in her hand, and she's sending energy in through your feet. Don't forget. Don't forget all of you. Those beautiful waves or energy are moving up through your feet. And then going out the top of your head. themed colors, blue, and there's some golden colors.
What was the first color?
Blue.
Of course it's Yemenya. She was a Yemenya priestess. Of course. Of course. Of course. That's blue is the color. Yes.
Okay, so the energy is going up through your feet. It's also coming out of your hands.
She touched my hands too.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. And she said I was to pass my wisdom to them, to share its tongue, which is what you all have been telling me. Confirmation from Mother Africa, from the great mothers, the water goddesses. Oh, my sisters, I am so blessed to have you all. You two here and all of you everywhere.
Okay, I can feel all this energy running through you now. I guess that was the healing that you needed.
And Queen, when Barbara said you were asking about colors blue, she said blue, and I saw a beautiful blue, like blue moon is what I saw. And being that like the new moon is going to be here in 2 days, this is a time to really, to get the guidance that maybe you're still needing. And whatever fears are left within you, this is a time to just, you know, to face those fears, you know, meet them head on and just let go of them, because you're ready to go forward and really, you know, really connect with all the dreams that have been inside you. So in 2 days, we're going to have that new moon.
I'll be there. New
yes.
moon, you saw me standing alone with all the
yes.
dreams in my heart, with all the
and
love of my...
If there is a star... A two out there, she's saying, Queen, make sure that, you know, while you're looking at the moon, if there's stars, wish upon a star, you know, and allow those dreams that you have within you to finally come true. Allow that success to come in.
Okay. A star. I love you both.
Oh, we love you.
Depths of love. Namaste.
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 Beautiful. Mm.
Totally. And I want to remind people again, when you call in, if you have a question, don't forget to press the number 1. Okay. Beautiful energy. Okay.
Yeah.
And we do have another caller, but they have not pressed the number 1. And I am being nudged to talk to them anyway. So, yeah, they finally pressed the number 1. Okay. So we are going to the caller from area code 715. Hi, who's this?
Good morning, ladies. This is Kevin.
Hi,
Hello,
Evan.
Kevin. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. How are you ladies doing this morning?
We're doing great.
I'm
so
part of the 5-minute
you?
Morse Club, too.
You're part of the 5-minute what?
Morse Club. I could have used about 5 more minutes myself.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
But sometimes they get so stuck in the 5 minutes, it can go on for quite a while.
And that's perfect.
Yes,
yes
it, is.
It really is, especially when you're, you know, connecting with Joan Rivers and then Aristotle, and I was just asking for 5 more minutes, please. So, it is what it is. But, Kevin, what is it that you're ready to do? Because I'm getting, you know, the angels are saying you are ready. You are ready to connect with the life of your dreams.
Well, actually, I've been talking with different people, including like Lynn and Jody and Laura
okay.
last night. the Sacred Embers group.
Yep.
And I'm looking at going forward with my work and stepping into my path.
Beautiful. Well, this is just a confirmation because I'm getting this is your time. So if you've had any doubts or anything, leave them behind. You don't need those doubts. And the angels are walking with you. And this is a brand new, beautiful chapter of your life. And if there's any fear or any doubt, just leave it behind. Because you know that you're on the right path. And this is going to be a beautiful, exciting time. You've already put those intentions out to the universe. You've planted your seeds, you know, and they're coming, and you're going into a period of abundance, is what I'm being shown. And just be willing, you know, to receive all that you desire because it's meant for you. And keep an open heart and an open mind. And the universe, you know, will match your vibration, Kevin. Okay? What I'm getting is sort of like I'm getting shown that you're supposed to really take like center stage. Like you're sitting in the audience and the angels are saying, no, Kevin, you're supposed to be on stage. You are meant to lead. You have the amazing qualities of leadership. And I don't know if you've thought about that, but that's what I'm being shown. You've got to have the courage to step into that beautiful role because you have the power to lead in a loving way, and all you have to do is just listen to that beautiful intuition within, okay?
Okay.
But I'm getting at times you're doing a little bit of self-talk that's not really helping. It's where you're sort of a little bit critical of yourself. You don't, you know, see the worth in you that the divine sees, Kevin.
That's true.
Okay, and all the qualities that each of us possess, we sometimes feel they're either positive or negative, but we've got to let that go. We've just got to, you know, see them as they're all part of who we are. It's sort of like the yin and the yang, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And together they make up the person, you know, that we are. But when we're self-critical and we don't have the self-worth that we're needing, it creates an illusion, and it really hinders us from going forward. And I'm getting, you know, the word compassion around you, that you really have to have a little bit more compassion, and I'm getting even compassion for yourself. You are a very sensitive soul. Kevin, negativity really affects you, and I'm getting something recently may have happened that really, you know, took a toll on your emotions, okay? So Mother Mary and the angels are here, and they really want to help you to go forward and heal this situation and really to allow you to see yourself through the eyes of love, through the eyes of the divine. And I'm also being shown, Kevin, that you do not have like an equal balance between giving and receiving. I feel that you're a beautiful giver, but you don't receive as much as you give. Okay?
Yeah, you're right on the money on that.
So we've got to heal that pattern because this is going to keep you stuck and this will keep you from moving forward. Okay? Those new opportunities that you're waiting for, you know, the financial freedom, all of that can be a little bit stagnant because of the pattern that you're holding on to. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. So the other thing that I'm getting is just try to remain in a positive mindset and really expect good things to happen. Expect good things to come your way. Okay? Be grateful for what you have presently. And, you know, every day when you get up, just, you know, feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Something great is coming today for me. And really feel that, okay?
Yes,
so
definitely.
I do feel like there's even, like, an aspect where I'm getting there's fears, there's doubts, there's all these feelings that are within you. And it's sort of like at times you believe what you believe, but at times, like, others don't have the same beliefs, and it's sort of it just puts a damper on the things that you believe in. And I'm getting, all you have to do is simply be the beautiful person that you are and allow the divine to come in and really help you with all those fears and doubts, Kevin. Don't listen to others. And just stay strong. Okay, the divine is working with you, and don't allow others to make you, feel like you're a victim, because you're not, okay?
Yes.
And I'm also getting, like, Mother Mary and all the angels and everything, they're also going to help you to increase your physical strength as well, and that will help you to really, to do more and to feel better. And I'm getting, the word job around you. But your job in life is to find happiness, Kevin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably Barbara and I both said it, that was like one of the themes for this morning's show is happiness. Okay?
Yes.
And, it's important, to be at peace with your choices and, make sure that you're resonating with a job that will make you happy, okay? It's sort of like, when we look at our life, this is Kevin's reality show. Kevin, you're the one that's responsible for writing, producing, and casting this show. Okay? So you can create, this show as a comedy or a drama, whatever it is that you choose to do. Okay? But make sure, that you really, you put in it what, is supposed to be in your beautiful story, Kevin. Okay? And I'm getting, finding happiness, like when you say you have to find happiness, some people will say, yeah, you're right, and others will say, well, yeah, okay. Finding happiness is not for everyone. For some people, accepting happiness is just much easier. But I feel like you're going to have everything that you're wanting. You really are. And there are hurdles that you're going to have to overcome, but the great thing is that you put them there so you can get rid of them in the same way that you put them there. Okay? Does that make sense?
I'm looking to do. Thank you. Yes, very much so.
Okay. I'm getting a beautiful stone for you, and it's Amazonite, Amazonite. Okay, it's sort of like a blue-green, sort of turquoisey color stone, and... What are they showing me? They're saying this is the stone that Kevin needs. Okay. Let me see. Okay. What are they showing me? Okay, well, about the stone. I'm not sure. Okay. I've never heard of Amazonite, so I don't know. I guess some of it comes from Canada. Another batch comes from, Australia and different things. But you can use this for stress, for peace, sort of to have balance with the yin and the yang, to really connect with your personal truth, Kevin.
Okay?
And it really helps you to open your heart, and it helps with your intuition, and it does promote love, okay? So
that
I feel like
great.
This would be a great stone for you to really help you to go forward on your path as well.
I think I might even have a piece that I didn't know what the name of it is, but by the description, I might have one in my hand right now.
Awesome. Well, that's awesome. And Jesus is with you, and he's offering healing and protection and friendship, and he wants to help you with your spiritual gifts as well. And he's saying, my beloved Kevin, I'm always with you. I've always been there. And I am so grateful to help you with your daily life. Okay, so he wants to be there, and he wants to partner with you to really help you to have the life that you're wanting, okay? But I do feel that you're a little bit of need of healing. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and you're going to, you're going to feel like a new guy there, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.
Okay, Kevin, are you ready to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements?
Oh, yes, I love them.
Okay, so repeat after me. Okay, hold on a minute there.
There's a group of angels that are coming down around you. And they're going to assist you with the energy of all of this. Okay. All right. Here we go. Dear innate, I have value.
Dear innate, I have value.
Dear innate, I deserve my life.
Dear innate, I deserve my life.
Dear innate, I deserve to live.
Dear innate, I deserve to live.
Dear innate, I matter.
Dear innate, I matter.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to love me.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to love me.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to accept my power.
Dear innate, it is okay for me to accept my power.
Dear innate, I choose to live my passion.
Dear innate, I choose to live my passion.
Dear innate, I am ready to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am ready to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I release the limitations I have placed on myself.
Dear innate, I release the limitations I have placed upon myself.
Dear innate, I deserve my greatness.
Dear innate, I deserve my greatness.
Dear innate, now is my time to shine.
Dear innate, now is my time to shine.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be seen and heard.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be seen and heard.
Dear innate, I am equal to all others.
Dear innate, I am equal to all others.
Dear innate, God is within me.
Dear innate, God is within me.
Dear innate, I am creating a magnificent life.
Dear innate, I am creating a magnificent life.
Dear innate, I completely love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I can simply love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I release all that I have been.
Dear innate, I release all that I have been.
Dear innate, I embrace all that I am.
I'm sorry, I missed that one.
Dear innate, I embrace all that I am.
Dear innate, I embrace all that I am.
Take a nice deep breath.
You sure know how to curl somebody's toes in the morning. Thank
That's
you
a first.
Very much.
That's my job. I'm a toe curler.
I can feel all the angels around, and like I said, whoa, thank you very much.
That's
and
awesome.
It's actually going to take a couple of days for all of this energy to work its way through you because you're letting go of some big stuff here. So be nice to yourself. And if you don't feel like doing anything, don't do anything.
Oh, actually, I'm on disability right now, so that's my only option at the moment. So.
Okay, great. Then just sit back and let go.
Thank you.
You
I
are
will.
Definitely moving onto that path that is going to be absolutely amazing. It's so beautiful. So. Wonderful. And call us back. And don't
okay.
forget to press the number one.
May I ask one more question before you let me go here?
Sure.
I had a bumpy path in my learning, my lessons here.
Mm-hmm.
About 15 years ago, I had thrown away my connection to God, to source, to love at about age 4 and my gifts, or tried to. And along my path about 19 years ago, my soulmate was put in my path to blow my heart wide open. And we worked together for about 4 years, and then she suddenly died. And I blame myself for it. And it's one of the reasons why I was hard on myself and I quit dreaming. So is there any way for me to completely clear that energy?
Sure. Okay, let's do a little work right now. Dear Renate, I forgive my soulmate for dying.
Dear Nate, I forgive my soulmate for dying.
Dear Nate, I release the belief that I wasn't enough.
Dear Nate, I release the belief that I wasn't enough.
Dear Nate, I release the belief that it was my fault.
Dear Nate, I release the belief that it was my fault.
Dear Nate, I let go of the negativity around that death.
Dear Nate, I release the negativity around that death.
Dear Nate, I let go of the need to punish myself.
Dear Nate, I release the need to punish myself.
Dear Nate, I release the need to drag myself down.
Dear Nate, I release the need to drag myself down.
Dear Nate, I accept that I was a blessing in my soulmate's life.
Dear Nate, I'm sorry, I accept I was a blessing in my soulmate's life?
Yes.
Okay.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to live.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to live.
Dear Nate, I accept that I have a right to life.
Dear Nate, I accept I have a right to live.
Dear Nate, I know that my soulmate is still with me.
Dear Nate, I know my soulmate is still with me.
Dear Nate, I know that my soulmate loves me.
Dear Nate, I know my soulmate loves me.
Dear Nate, I know my soulmate forgives me.
Dear Nate, I know my soulmate forgives me.
Dear Nate, I forgive myself.
Dear Nate, I forgive myself.
Take a deep, deep breath.
Oof. Thank you very much. That's very, very powerful.
And your soulmate is saying there is nothing to forgive. You didn't do anything wrong. There is nothing to forgive. Okay. All right, they're going to be working on you, like I said, for the next couple of days. So just, if things start coming up, with some people, this is what happens. Some people begin to feel like they're getting the flu or something. You're not. It's just part of this healing. And with some people,
mm-hmm.
emotions start up. If things come up, let them out. Don't try to shove them back. Don't try to analyze them. Don't try to hold on to them. If it means that you have to, you know, get two boxes of tissues and just sit there and cry for 2 hours, then do that. Just let it go.
Okay, I will, definitely. I'm ready to move on, but I've had these blocks that I put on myself for so long.
Yeah, but you're letting them go now, so just let them
yes.
go.
And John, but you're, this beautiful woman is sending you all of these signs, and she's saying, I'm trying to get his attention. So have there been things that have been happening that you're feeling like are coincidental? Because they're not. She's sending, she's saying so many signs.
She has been with me. I have a spot where she comes in, I can feel her on my body. And, yeah, she's been guiding me. In fact, she was the one that got me to listen to the show last week, get up out of bed and make sure I was here. Because she knew everything that you were covering was something that I needed myself.
Beautiful. Beautiful,
so.
Beautiful.
Yes, it is beautiful. And thank you for the healing and for the wisdom.
Oh,
it means the
well, thank
world
you for
me.
God bless you, hon.
Bless you, too.
Thank
All
you.
Right, Kevin. Thanks for calling. Thanks for
thank
talking
you, Barbara.
With us. And
yes.
we look
well,
forward
thank
to
you
talking
for your...
with you again.
I'll check in with you guys soon.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we are done for the day.
Well, that is awesome. My goodness. I don't know if I'm ready for a cup of coffee or a nap. I'm not quite sure yet. But it was a beautiful day, beautiful show. And now I just got to get back into Grammy mode with Jackson here.
Well, you and Jackson have some fun.
Oh, thank you. And have a great rest of your day, Barbara. Take care, everyone.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.